News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Thousands of students across the country will receive their junior cert results today. And Michael Gillespie, the TUI General Secretary, joins us this morning. Good morning to Michael.
Good morning.
I'm sure you want to congratulate. I have one myself who doesn't seem
well,
over.
Well, congratulations.
Well, you may be premature with them, let me just say. But what would you say to people expecting their results this morning?
Well, obviously, it's a result of the hard work students have put in and parents supporting them, the teachers who support them, the schools who support them. And they should enjoy the results today in a, you know, a proper way with their families and don't do anything that I wouldn't do to celebrate those results. I suppose what we'd have to welcome, of course, is the widening of the bans to 15%, which the TUI had advocated for a number of years. And in fairness, the minister brought in for this year, which is already showing that we're going to have an increase to 8% of the people who get merits and a corresponding 5% increase in the number of people who get higher merits. So, you know, that's going to be good for students because it's going to build confidence and kind of give them a well-deserved sense of achievement because of this change. Because obviously when we were only getting 3% in the last number of years, getting distinctions, it was very disheartening for the students, but it was also disheartening for the teachers.
Sure, but I thought we were moving away from grade inflation, Michael, that we were seeing that as a bad thing, that artificially elevated results cause problems.
No, this isn't artificially elevated. What it was you had to get 90 to 100 to get a distinction. So this year it's gone back to the traditional banding of 85 to 100.
What would have been in the olden days an A?
In the olden days, yeah. So the wider, rather than the narrow 10% bands, we've gone back to 15% bands, which I believe gives students far more confidence and a sense of achievement, especially moving on to the high stakes leaving cert.
We are hearing that there's twice the number of distinctions given out this year as compared to last year. So it will have that impact. Just before I let you go, obviously the budget yesterday, there was talk of money for SNAs and resources for schools and everything. Did the TUI have a position on what they heard?
Well, look, absolutely, you have to welcome SNAs into the schools and the additional teachers. The problem is that these are only teachers are going to be for what is already the massive creation of SEN classes. So it's a case of, yes, they're welcome, but it's a case of the system just stands still. It won't help. It's not going to help having the largest class size in Europe. The fact that we're moving into trying to, as you said there, move to more bespoke methods of teaching and learning. And there's no investment to try and parallel that. Not sufficient investment running parallel to achieve that.
Can I ask you a last question, coming back to the junior cert? It is one of the nights that students tend to celebrate in the school calendar, sometimes celebrate a little bit too much. Have you any advice for students or their parents in that regard?
Obviously, look, they have a right to celebrate their resulting. Their results, you know, speak for themselves. There's hard work, but they need to do it in a responsible way. Don't do anything silly. Do it with their friends in a genuine way to celebrate the results and just be careful.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. And good luck this morning to all the junior certs around the country, including my own junior cert at home. That was Michael Gillespie, their TUI General Secretary.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.